Masechta Tainis daf Chof Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosis Diri Maschil Hashoyle Dogim and Ayam. Tosis took a break on daf Chof Gimel, and there's only one Tosis here on daf Chof Dalet, as is also the case on daf Chof Hey. But we'll divide them up into small shiurim. To review the background of the Gemara had quoted a statement of Shmuel that if one takes a fish out of the sea, Hashoyle Dogim and Ayam b'Shabbos, Kevin Shiyovish by Kisela Chayiv, that once a sela, a coin's worth of skin of the fish dries out, so it's already going to die, and therefore you're liable for Natilas Neshama for killing it, the Malach of Shochet on Shabbos. Then the Gemara quoted the elaboration of Rabbi Yossi Barovin, the context of a story of a conversation he had with the Ravashi, which is not our topic for now, that sela of dry skin has to be Bein Snapirov, between its fins. So Tosfos, very much following what we have in front of us in Rashi, elaborates on the core statement of Shmuel, of Shoyle Dog Men Ayam. So Tosfos read, Shoyle kemo magbia. Shoyle is like lifting up. That translation doesn't directly appear in the Rashi, but it's clear from the context that it means to pick it up out of the sea. Just parenthetically, I looked up in a concordance to see if there's any biblical parallel to this, any parallel in Tanakh, and I couldn't find it. The closest you have is something related to the word shalva, the verb shalu or shole. I used to add an echa, which we just read on Tisha B'Av. Which means that they were calm and peaceful while Klal Yisrael were undergoing terrible suffering. But here, Shaleh means to pick it up, meaning to take it out of the sea. So the Gemara continues, and Tosfos elaborates, Kevin Shiyovish bo kisela. So the Bach adds in the words, Afalpi, which we actually have in the Rashi in the parallel elucidation of this. Afalpi shadayin umafarkes, even though the fish is still flopping around, engaging in spasms, the Tosfos continue, uvishosh umafarkes, and while it's flopping around, again seemingly alive, chazar vishlich aliyam, you throw it back into the sea, of course it's going to die from not having the ability to breathe. If it wouldn't be thrown back into the sea. But even if you throw it back into its life source, where it's able to extract its oxygen from the water through its gills, but nonetheless, Sotos not quoting the Gemara, say, Chayiv, you are liable. Sotos elaborates, liable for what? Mishum Tiyos Neshama, for killing it, she Av Malacha, which is an Av Malacha. The Tanan, as is taught in the Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, Tafayin Gilmer Aleph, in the 7th Perek, where you have all of the Lam Tes Malachos, Hashokhtav Mavshito, Gabi Avos Malachos. The one who slaughters and one who flays the skin of the animal, those are two avos melachos in the context of that list that appears there. Of course, the mafshito is not really relevant here. Doth just quotes it to quote more than a one-word quote from that Mishnah. So, pretty much all of this was stated by Rashi, including the part about the fact that even if you throw it back in and it's still at that point flopping around in the far case, it is still on the track toward death because of the fact that the sela had dried out. And that's Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin's elaboration that has to be between the fins in order for that to be chayiv. Apparently, a sela's worth that dries out in another part of the fish is not going to be so deadly. As a further comment, Rashi both here and in Masechta Shabbos explains that the reason that you're only chayiv for killing, or netilas neshama, shochet, and not for tzad, or trapping, is because the fish were already pre-trapped on Friday. They're in some kind of basket or container where they're already called trapped, and then were put back into the sea to be fresh and to live till you're ready to take them out again and then sell them or eat them. That which both Rashi and Tosfos, both here and in Masechta Shabbos, take for granted, that the chayiv that Shmuel mentions here is referring to Natilas Neshama, or killing the fish, is not so poshut, not so simple. Yerushalmi, the Rishonim quote, says that when you take a fish out of the ocean, you're chayiv mishum kotzer, harvesting, because you are oker davar migidulo, you have uprooted the item from its source of nutrition. And there's a rich discussion in the Rishonim as to whether the Babli argues on the Rishalmi or agrees with the Rishalmi. And some Rishonim throw in that you're chayiv mishum tzeda for trapping, in addition to perhaps one of the other malachos as well. So Rashi and Tosfos, by saying it's Natilas Neshama killing and ignoring tzeda and ignoring kotzer, as we mentioned earlier, tzeda they say is not relevant because it was already pre-trapped. So this is actually dependent on a rich machloket Rishonim, both here and the Masechta Shabbos. As a further elaboration, the Gemara in Shabbos, which is the headquarters of this statement, is quoted in the margin of the Masechta Shas on Kuf Zayin Beis. There we have a qualification of Rav Ashi, who interestingly was the one who had the conversation with Rabbi Yossi Bar Raven in our Gemara, that even if it doesn't totally dry, as long as when you touch it, some rearin attached to the skin, some kind of mucus that comes up with your hand when you take your hand off, also indicates that the fish has stayed out of water for too long and is on track to die, even if you put it in the water, so you're still chayef and it's yos nisham. Gemara has a chiddush here, that a person could be chayev for shochet even before the animal dies, as long as it's on a track toward death. Perhaps the mocker is shechit itself, when the simonim of an animal are shechted, so the animal will be mefarkes for a while, and it's still biologically alive, but it's considered dead for purposes of kashrus. So perhaps that provides a paradigm for the fact that even animals that are still alive, but if they're on track toward death, you're already chayev for shochet. The reality is that there is somewhat of a distinction because shechita has to be done in a kosher way and only applies to a kosher animal. Let's say you did shechita on a pig or you did shechita in a puzzle way. So just because the animal's on track for death, we wouldn't necessarily know that that's already shochet even now. Perhaps we see from Agamar that it is. Or perhaps we can distinguish between fish and animals. Because with animals, there, the way to be matur animals for kashrus is through shechita, and if it's a non-kosher animal, there's no way to be matur. So maybe there the Torah was not mechadesh, anything other than death for other animals and for kosher animals in a shechita way, that's called shochet, or that specific example of tils neshama. But with fish, where there is no matir of shechita, it's just taken out of the ocean. So maybe there, we have a greater chiddush that as long as you separate it from its life source, you're already on track to being chayiv. So this is more of a Shabbos topic, so you have to look into those topics as to when we say that it's on track to a death, you're already chayiv for that even now, and when do we say it actually has to die in order for you to actually be chayiv.